He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Welcome, everyone. We were on episode 172. I thank you so much for tuning in. We have a very neat Gadget Professor Show. We have a lot of hacks this week, too many hacks this week. I'm almost ready to start a show on hacking. I can probably do an hour a day on hacking, but it is what it is. As you know, the Gadget Professor comes up with a new show every Thursday evening, Arizona time, between 7 and maybe 10 o'clock. 99% of the time, we're up with a new episode on Thursday. Once in a while, I have server issues or scheduling issues, so it comes out Saturday morning, but most of the time, you will see us Thursday night. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. The easiest way to get the Gadget Professor is go on iTunes. We're on iTunes. We're on the iPod, the iPad. You can get us on Samsung TV. You can get us on the Roku box. We have our own channel. And you can just go directly to our website, which would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And if you scroll down a little ways, you will see newsletter right here. If you put your name there, if you put your email address there, you will get the show notes, which come out every Thursday evening as soon as the show is posted. What that is a compilation of everything we discussed in that night's episode, hot linked. So if you want to read an article or you want to get an app or some software or background information, the show notes are a very convenient and free way of doing that. You can also follow us anytime on Twitter, and that would be @GadgetProfessor. And you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I will try to answer all the emails, and you can follow us on Facebook and our Rebel Mouse page, and that will all be in the show notes. So let's go into it, folks. We got a lot of stuff going on. I will mention before I start that we are in process of changing the URL to our website. It will still be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And if you're subscribed to the show, which I hope you are, everything is going to be exactly the same. However, we are still part of Geek News Central, but Geek News Central is changing over their whole infrastructure. So right now, we retransfer, if you will, the URL. So without getting technical, you shouldn't see any changes. But if you go on next week or the week after and you see a lot of old episodes that have come up, that's because it takes a week or so for the URL transfers to settle down. So you can still get us again at www.thegadgetprofessor.com. We will always be there. And the reason for doing this is we will now have our own website that we will control with our own sponsors, and all kinds of neat things are going to be happening technologically. And that's thanks to, in part, to Geek News Central for sure, and to Todd Cochran, and also in part to the Gadget Professor. So I look forward to seeing everybody, as usual, every Thursday evening at www.thegadgetprofessor.com. So again, let's get started. Hacking. Yes, the celebs had their iCloud accounts hacked. No, you shouldn't shut yours off. There's nothing out there that can't be hacked. And I know it's a bold statement to make, but that's my opinion. So I think this is actually old news. Everybody knows that there were nude photographs and compromising positions, shall we say, of these stars that were hacked that had their compromising photos put on the iCloud, and it was a great target. So the hackers hacked into it and got it. So some stuff that you don't know about hacking is that eBay was just hacked. That's right, eBay was hacked, and a large amount of data was lost. They say it's a possible hack. I'm telling you, it was a hack. In a breaking news story, it appears that e-commerce giant eBay has been subject to a massive hacking that has taken reams of data that has been stolen and or deleted. On Wednesday, September 3rd, an unconfirmed number of eBay members logged in to see their entire accounts deleted from the site. In addition, any auctions from those accounts have also vanished into thin air. In response, eBay has completely shut down its customer service operations. How about that? Closing down public access to its phone banks and almost completely ignoring the situation. The article will be posted. You could read on and on and on, but scary stuff. And, of course, everybody knows or should know by now that Home Depot, and yours truly has been there in the last 2 weeks, has an investigation that they were hacked, and they say that the hack was actually worse than the hack at Target, and it was the same type of virus that hacked into their system. Very scary, not a good thing at all. And then, kind of last but not least, 300 oil companies were hacked in Norway. Now, I know a lot of my audience, majority of the audience is in the United States, but, you know, these hackers can pretty much do what they want almost at will. Now, I'm going to give you a tip, okay? There's a variety of ways in which a website can be hacked or a cloud service can be hacked. There's not just one way. There are a variety of ways. But one thing I will tell you is one of the ways and one of the more common ways of hacking into a site is essentially they would log on to a cloud just as you would. And, of course, it comes up with your username and password. So you know your username, whatever it may be, and you know your password. Well, what they do is they actually have software that they'll go into the back end of that, the page, and I don't really want to get into showing you how that's done for a variety of reasons, but what they do is they have software that just keeps bombarding it with the combinations of letters, and it works at, you know, the speed of light. So the bottom line is a seven-word password can be hacked in about 3 seconds. I'm not exactly sure of that, but that's about it. It might be 5 seconds, but it's under 10 for sure. So what they do is they keep pounding on this, and eventually they'll hit the right combination, and it's hacked. You're in. So one thing that you can do to make hacking a lot harder is really to use a long password. And if you were just to add three more exclamation points at the end of your password, that would significantly enhance the chances of someone not being able to crack into your account, basically, wherever it may be. So what I am suggesting that you do is, if your password is like real time, I'm making this up, if you were to go real time /.real time again, the chances of that being hacked are slim, because it takes that much longer for the computer to bang against it. So my suggestion would be use 10, 15 characters, mix it up, caps, lowercase, slashes, exclamation points, and that will make it all the more difficult for someone to hack into it. So use long passwords, and if you're worried about remembering them, you can use software password wallet types of things that will remember your passwords for you, or even generate passwords, or do things like maybe your address plus your name spelled backwards, or something that you know you could figure out and remember. So I would definitely take that advice, because it may help you at some point in time. Now, here's a very cool free app. It's called I like the name of this thing. It's called Good Sam app. And Good Sam app is free, which makes it good too. And you can use it on your iOS or your Android phone. In a life-threatening emergency, open the Alerter app and press call for help. This will dial emergency services exactly where you are. So you could be out of town and have an emergency, not know obviously 911, but you want to get right to the police. That will do that for you. At the same time, it will automatically send alert to nearby registered first aiders who can open to the airways and receive the app's information. They'll help you perform CPR over your phone, and they'll also bring a defibrillator if you need it. Good Sam revolutionizes the ability to achieve local first aiders in time for critical emergencies. This thing works instantly. Seconds count in an emergency. Seconds count. Opening an airway and a basic life support saves lives if done quickly enough. So you'll actually get someone on the phone that will help you through the emergency, and totally free. There's no reason not to put this app on your phone. You just never know what you're going to run into. It's a pretty cool app. It's totally free. Check it out. Another free app is put out by a company called Nursoft. They put out some amazing free apps. This one is kind of neat. It's for your Windows operating system, but it's called Last Activity View. And Last Activity View is a tool for Windows operating system that collects information from various sources running on your system and displays a log of the actions made by the user and events that occurred on this computer. So if you want to go back and trace what you've done, or if you want to go back and trace what someone who is using a computer, your computer has done, you can install this app and it will show you step by step what commands were executed, including what websites were looked at, all that kind of stuff. The other thing that this is quite useful for, if you're on your computer and it's working fine, okay, and then all of a sudden it's not working fine, you're getting all kind of banner ads and weird stuff, and you feel like you got a virus, you can go back to this software and click on it, and it will show you what happened in the last minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and probably from that log you can observe what website you visited or what was actually stuck on your computer that you didn't know was stuck on your computer. So it's very handy software, and again, it's totally free. Now here's a great little app. I actually just loaded this on last night, and it's called PackPoint. This is a free packing list app, and it was featured on the Washington Post, Lifehacker, the LA Times, Fast Company, blah, blah, blah. But never forget anything that you need to pack again. PackPoint will help you organize what you need to pack in your luggage and suitcase based on the length of your travel, whether you're at your destination or any activities that are planned during your trip. So this actually suggests things that you should pack, and obviously you can add other items that you may want to pack. So when the Gadget Professor goes to CES or NAB, between myself and Mike, we got a lot of gear. It's so easy to forget a cable or you know, a microphone or a camera or batteries. So we make a checklist, and what's nice now is this can actually go onto the app, and everything will be there for next year, and we can add to that or delete as needed. So a very handy app. Again, iPhone, it's available for the iPhone, and also will play on your Droid. Now, I've mentioned this a long time ago, but I got an email this week said, is there any search engine that I could use, browser essentially, that I could use to not be tracked, that I don't want to worry about people knowing what I've done or where I've gone? Well, there is. It's called DuckDuckGo. So if you use DuckDuckGo, there's your line. You could fill in whatever it is you want to search, and there's absolutely no way that they can detect this. Everything's super encrypted, and even the NSA can't track what you're doing on DuckDuckGo. So check that out. Now, this week, I have a creative tool for all those parents out there, or people who have young relatives, if you will. I'm not going to run the whole YouTube video, but it's very cool. This is Dan Rees. He teaches Brian Leher and his listeners, this guy's a DJ, how to make perfect paper airplanes, and a variety of them. And it goes through how you fold the paper and exactly what you do to get these airplanes to really fly. And the video is only 2 minutes. So I am going to watch this video again. I watched it last night, and I kind of liked it because I have a young granddaughter who's 2 years old, who is the apple of my eye, and I always like doing creative things with her. So I'm going to learn how to make some airplanes and have some fun, and I think you will too. So I'll put this on the show notes, and you can check it out, and let me know if you make any really cool airplanes, or send me a picture, or even better yet, send a Gadget Professor a video. That would be neat. Now, this app is wicked cool. It's only available, unfortunately, on the iPhone, iOS system, but it's really cool. And basically, it's called Hyperlapse for Instagram. So Instagram actually has this app and owns this app and puts it out. It's totally free. So here it is on iTunes, and they show you what it does, but you can't really appreciate it. So I'm going to click back here, and hopefully I have this program right. I do. So if you can see the monitor here, you'll actually see what this Hyperlapse does. It takes the photos, and it's like the old Cracker Jack box where you flip through the pages and it makes an animation. So this will actually do this with your video or with your photos. And as you can see, you can do some really cool things with this. And totally free. So if you have an iPhone and are taking photographs and or videos, if you run it through this Hyperlapse, these are the types of effects that you can create quite simply. So this app is a blast. It's a lot of fun, and you'll definitely want to check it out. Now, today, I am pleased to bring you the gadget of the day. And it's like a continuance of what we did last week, but on steroids. So at this point, we are going to go to camera two and the gadget of the day. The gadget of the day is made by Cyber Power. And this is a battery backup, unlike last week's show, which was a non-battery backup. So what we can do here is take this battery backup and plug in all your computers, your monitors, all those types of things, and this will actually give you power surge protection. We discussed that last week. And in the event of a power failure, this actually has battery backup that will run your computer, your monitors for X amount of time. The X amount of time is determined by how big the battery is within this unit. So I'm going to pick up this box here and kind of bring it over here, and we'll put this up here, and I'm going to basically read to you. This has phone line protection, so it's going to protect your phone, your fax, your router, and other equipment. It has a coax line protection, so it protects your cable TV, your satellite TV from surges, which is very important. It also has a USB and a serial port, and I'll get to that in a minute. And it has a wire fault indicator. We talked about that last time. If that light reds, if that light glows red, then you have a ground fault problem and you need to take care of that. You can see the circuit breaker. I'll show you that in a minute. And you have four full-time surge protected outlets, which provide complete surge and line noise protection, and four full-time battery-powered and surge protected outlets, one transformer size. So this provides continuous battery backup for any type of appliance or unit that's plugged into where the battery surges. So let's take a look at the actual unit. It is quite heavy. This probably weighs 20 pounds. I have it plugged in, so I don't think you'll be able to see the front panel lit up. I'm not even going to try, but let's take a look over here. And on the back, you can see a variety of different outlets and where you'd plug in the various components. And one side is battery protected, one side is just surge protected. So what's the difference? Well, surge protection you would need on everything, and both sides of this line, both outlet packs, there's two lines, four on each side, are both surge protection. And again, surge protection means that if you get what's called spurious oscillations, or the power coming into your house surges, instead of burning out your equipment, this regulator will actually prevent that from happening. That's real, real important. This particular device, because it costs more money than the $11 one we showed you last week, has a voltage regulator built into it. And what that means is typically your line voltage when you plug something into an outlet is typically 110 to 120 volts or 115 volts. If you talk to different people, you're going to get different numbers. But typically on the outlet itself, it says 115 volts AC, VAC. And that's what you'd like to see that voltage at all the time, and that's what equipment is made to operate at. However, that in fact doesn't really occur. That voltage will fluctuate anywhere from 110 to 120, sometimes 125 volts. That fluctuation in the sine wave, okay, of that voltage in certain instruments is enough to cause damage, particularly if it's happening a lot. So because this has a voltage regulator built into it, it takes the highs, it takes the lows, and it regulates the voltage not to exceed, I'm making this up, it says on the box, I think it's 88 volts to 125 volts, but actually the voltage regulation is a lot more precise, and it tries to keep it always at 110, which obviously will keep your equipment running fine. So what I would do is I would always put my computer definitely on the battery backup, because if the power blows and I'm in the middle of doing something, I want the ability to see my monitor and see my computer and shut down the machine or close what I'm working on. That's very important. So that's why you want to have the battery backup. This particular device, and they all have different ratings. The higher the rating, the more it's going to cost you. But this says if your DVR while recording, okay, you have 160 minutes of backup. So this will run for 160 minutes with the power off on the battery that's inside of this power supply. If you have an iMac desktop computer, it will run for 75 minutes. And if you have a gaming system with an LCD TV, you've got 15 minutes, which is not a lot of time, but it's enough time for you to shut down so that it's shut down in a normal process. Now, in addition to that, what you can do is you get a USB cable that actually hooks into the power supply in the other end through the USB port on your computer. And inside this actual device, they have software that's already programmed in the device that you will bring up on your computer, and you actually can go in and adjust things to happen if there's a power failure, and it will turn off certain things that you're working on. It will back up things. It will help you instantly know, even if you're not there, that, hey, the power's gone, I'm working on battery, I'm going to shut down the computer. And there's different things that you can program, and also power saving commands that you can institute, all come with this device, and it's connected through just a very simple USB cable. So this is a very handy device. I always use one. Mine just blew last week. I was working on the computer, and all of a sudden, boom, everything went dead, including my computer. What happened? It's about 8 years old, and these batteries don't last forever. In fact, 8 years is a long time. I didn't pay attention to it. I didn't realize it was that old because it kept working. But the battery just blew, and consequently, it's wired in series, so the AC didn't stay on. It just popped. So I was able to restart it and get everything going, and then I realized, my God, this thing is old. So I bought a new one. So I bought this one because I needed it quick, and I had to get it locally. And actually, I bought this at Costco. It was $99 at Costco. Here it shows it online for $103. Nothing special. They're all kind of the same. Now, one thing I will tell you is this CyberPower UPS intelligent battery backup. It's intelligent because there's software on there, and it knows when it shuts down, and it interfaces with the computer. They make a variety, I mean a large variety of products. This model is the CST1300AL. I will tell you that it's the exact same model as the 1350AL. I think they just make this model for Costco. However, the specifications are exactly the same from what I can tell as the 1315 model, 1350, which you can find anywhere on the internet, as well as finding this model, but I think this is only specific to Costco. So there's a variety of different prices. You can check them out on Amazon. If you want more backup power, then you're going to buy one that instead of giving you 160 minutes, it will give you 200 minutes or 500 minutes. But again, the more backup power supply time you have on battery backup, the more the device will cost you. I urge everybody to invest in one of these. They do work. They do serve a tremendous function. We here at the studio use a variety of video streaming equipment. We'll use the Livestream Box. We'll use the Paladin. We use NewTek, and every single one of those devices is powered by, goes through one of these battery regulator, voltage regulator, power supply backup units, because they're very sensitive pieces of equipment. They cost thousands of dollars, and we don't want them damaged, and we have had damage occur because we did not have these power supplies. So whether you're renting a device or have a device at home that you want to protect, that you've spent a lot of money on, for $100, this is well worth it and will definitely do the job. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, maybe not this week, but next week you may find some funky stuff happening on our website, but rest assured, www.thegadgetprofessor.com. If there's a problem, try it back in an hour and it should clear up. I'm not sure when the actual change will occur, but probably within the next 2 weeks. And you'll be looking for a really cool new website with all kinds of interactivity and neat stuff. So certainly stay tuned to The Gadget Professor. One last thing I will leave you with. I was honored yesterday. I was checking my email. I had a long, very tough day, which I won't go into, yesterday. And when I got home, I was checking my 507 emails, 500, I think, of which were garbage. But one email was from the folks at the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, and I was thrilled. They actually have invited me back this year to do my gadget show, Gadget Professor show, on the floor of NAB for NAB. So I'm very honored and delighted. I don't know much more about that than I just told you. I am speaking with them tomorrow, so that should be a lot of fun to see what they have in mind. And that will do it, folks. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.